This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3486 for Monday the 13th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, Unleash the True Potential of GNU Nanotext Editor and is part of the series, Lightweight Apps. It is hosted by Haker Defoe, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, turn GNU Nanotext Editor into a fancy, good-looking and powerful editor.
The show is called Unleash the True Potential of GNU Nano Text Editor, and it's submitted by Hacker Defoe, and it's read for you by Ken Fallon. Text editors are highly subjective and highly opinionated commodities. Everyone is aware of the infamous rivalries between Emacs and Vi and Vim. Every single text editor has its own strengths and weaknesses. At the end of the day, it's a question of your personal preferences and muscle memory when it comes to default key bindings. Both Emacs and Vim have a learning curve. Steepness of that curve depends on the person's backgrounds and interests. Hey, but today I'm not here to talk about Emacs or Vim. I'm here to talk about a simple, easy to use, and almost ever-present text editor called GNU Nano. So what exactly is this GNU Nano text editor? Well, according to the documentation available on GNU Nano's website, link in the show notes, GNU Nano was designed to be a free replacement for the Pico text editor, part of the Pine email suite from the University of Washington. It was aimed to, quote, emulate Pico as closely as reasonable and then include extra functionality, end quote, end quote. Pico and Pine email suites are still around, so what was the need to create Nano in the first place? The answer is license. Pico and Pine email suites nowadays are available under an Apache 2.0 license, but that wasn't always the case. And the ambiguity in the original licensing terms of Pico Editor led to the creation of Nano. It was first created in 1999 with the name TIP, an acronym for Tip Isn't Pico, by Chris Alerreta. The name has changed to Nano on the 10th of January 2000 to avoid conflicts with the existing Unix utility TIP. The name comes from the system of SI prefixes, in which Nano is 1,000 times greater than Pico. In February 2001, Nano became part of the GNU project. By the way, if you want to know more about SI prefixes, I'd highly recommend you listen to HPR episode 3453, Engineering Notation by Ken Fallon. Nano is really small footprint and is relatively easy to use compared to Emacs, Vim, and perhaps this is the reason why you'd inevitably find it already installed on almost all GNU distributions. If you have ever used Nano before, you might have noticed that it looks kind of boring. There are no line numbers, nor is there any syntax highlighting, and spell checking seems absent. But this is not true. Nano has all these features and even some, like regex searches, indentation, multiple buffers available at its disposal. Then why does it come across as plain Jane? The short answer is, I don't honestly know. For some unknown, obscure reason, many of Nano's cool features are disabled by default. This results in Nano coming across as plain Jane text editor that is uncool. And as I mentioned earlier, that's not true. But worry not. It is so darn easy to unleash the true potential of Nano and make it shine. Are you ready? Great. Let's do it together then. First thing we need to do is create a file with the name .nanorc in your $home directory, all lowercase. open your terminal emulator and run touch dollar capital H, capital O, capital M, capital E, forward slash dot nano RC, N-A-N-O-R-C. We'd also need to create a directory called nano underscore backups in our document directory, capital N, capital B. To do so, run the following command, makedir space dash p space dollar home forward slash documents forward slash nano underscore backups. All of this will be in the show notes, by the way. Next, open that dot nano RC file and simply paste the following content into it. And what follows is a load of set commands followed by an include and a bind. So it'll give you a flavor of what's happening. Set at blank, set auto indent, set backup, backup dir, bold text, constants show, cut from cursor, indicator, line numbers, magic, minibar, mouse, show cursor, soft wrap, speller, a spell, trim blanks, white spaces, zap, multi buffer. And then that's basically the set commands. Then underneath that, the set title color, space bold, lightweight, and blue. And then it goes through those. The include is user share nano asterisk nano.rc. And then all the bind keys, for example, bind caret, which is like the roof of a house, capital Q, space exit, space all, and then the menu continues. It unbinds some and binds more. So anyway, you'll have pasted this from the show notes. Back to this script. You'll have to replace username in line 4 with your own username and set the backup directory to slash home, your username, documents, nano backups with your actual username and then save this file. Wouldn't it be nice if colors in nano were different from the normal user and root user? Yes, for sure. To do so, create an empty nano RC file in the root directory, then sudo touch slash root slash dot nano RC. Next, create the backup directory in the root's document directory, makedir and the command for that. Open a slash root slash nano RC file and paste the contents, save the changes. I'm not going to go through all that, it's in the show notes. And what we have just done is we have enabled some useful features of Nano and changed the default key bindings to more familiar ones like Control C for copying, Control X for cutting, Control V for pasting, and a bunch of other key combinations. We've also enabled automatic backing up of documents. Backups will be saved to the user's document Nano directory. Spell check is enabled in Nano via its configuration. But to utilize it, you have to install Aspell and an Aspell directory from your package manager. Kudos! We've turned the timid GNU Nano into a powerful wildebeest. Try this configuration and, if possible, leave your feedback. A word of warning. Package maintainers often ship stripped-down versions of Nano, so one of these features might not be present in your installation, and in that case, Nano will throw some errors and refuse to start. You have two choices in that scenario. First, disable a feature by deleting the corresponding line from the .nanorc file. Your second option is to download the Nano source code and compile it yourself with all the features intact. If I were you, I'd go with the second option, as compiling Nano is really simple and straightforward. Only extra packages that you need are libcursus-dev and libmagic-dev. I leave you guys with a quote from some wise man. Good things come in small packages.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.